Online Podcast 289. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to, oh my god, I overmodulate. Welcome to Online Podcast. Welcome to my show. How are you doing? How are you doing? Welcome, welcome. Last week, I was very fortunate to be able to grab the attention of Posy Teng from Malaysia, who did a very interesting topic, especially for a journalist in Malaysia, called Pecah Lobang. The movie is called Pecah Lobang, and it is a movie about Muslim transsexual sex workers in Malaysia. And because of that particular interview and that particular movie, I have also pre-scheduled an interview with a contributor to tiltedworld.org, who herself is a transsexual, not sex worker, but she has, you know, she has to bring up the fact that the movie, there are enough movies about that particular topic, subject, about transsexual sex workers, that she is hoping that there'll be other movies about the other side of the transsexual stories. However, I will be talking with her next week. So if you are watching, by the way, I haven't told you that I actually have seen the movie already, Pecah Lobang. My personal thought was it was so far, by far, one of the movies that I have not seen any sort of judgment. Even though others may think that it is more a portrayal of sympathy of the transsexual community, the transsexual sex workers community. But I also think that it's rather open. It's pretty straightforward, telling you these are the things and you judge it for yourself. I thought it's pretty open, and I think it's a good open discussion, or at least a start of open discussion for this specific community, not just transsexual, but transsexual in general, GLBT in even bigger umbrella. But at the same time, we're only talking about sex workers, Muslim transsexual sex workers specifically in this movie. So bear that in mind. And if you are in Malaysia and if you want to be partaking of this film festival called Freedom Film Festival 2008, you can actually go and view this if you are in Kuching. If you're in Kuching this Saturday, today is what, the 15th? This Saturday, the 20th, you will actually be able to see it. If you are in Malaysia, especially if you are in Kuching, Sarawak, if you're in Sarawak, you can go to see that film at Old Court House, Jalan Tun Abang Haji Openg. Yeah, sorry, I was like confused there for a while because it looks like open, but with a G, and I forgot I'm reading Malay. Jalan Tun Abang Haji Openg, Sarawak, and the phone number is 08241094. You have to call to get reservations, I believe. But if you want more information, you can just head over to the official website of Pecah Lobang, which is pecahlobang.com. I will put the link there as well. Actually, the link is already there. If you go to last week's show, online number 288, you can find out all about that movie from there. But and then we, like I said, we will talk more about that next week when we chat with Yuki Cho from Malaysia, who herself is a transsexual, and her take on that movie, her take on her part how she stand up as a transsexual woman. How can she be strong? How can she be strong in a very almost cruel society toward the transsexual community? Especially if you think that being gay is difficult, try being a transsexual. You know, a lot of times we carry that burden of being homosexual only when we in the society or in the environment where we are known to be gay. But as a transsexual, sometimes you don't have the luxury, because it just being yourself, like being myself, I don't necessarily go out there and every single person would know that I'm gay in an environment. But you know, sometimes you do, like stupid Steve Harry said that, you know, I'm so gay. He can totally see, he's like, look at me and say, you're so gay. Anyway, well, not just Steve Harris. A bunch of people think that way. I'm very gay and I'm proud of it. Hello, please. And so, which is not a bad thing, but I'm trying to say that sometimes in some environment, you may not have people think that you are gay. You know, there are environment and there are people who may not think that. But as a transsexual, oftentimes, especially one that is not so passing, and as that either way, as a man or a woman, it is difficult in that environment. So check out next week, come back, and then we'll chat with Yuki about that specifically. And right now, I have a bone to pick. I have been listening to very few podcasts because I've been so busy. In my previous job, I used to be able to do all my stuff myself in my room, and there's very little human interaction. And I enjoyed that for the last 10 years, and I wanted to do more things professionally, projects that is different from what I've been able to do, and I totally enjoyed it, but I want to do something more. And this job, the new job that I have, allowed me to do that, and I absolutely enjoy it. The only thing is that I don't get a lot of alone time all that much, because I work with a group of people. So I like that part of it, but at the same time, that also takes out a lot of the privilege, the extra time that I actually get to listen to a bunch of daily podcasts. So, but those podcasts that I do listen to lately brought up some political discussion, obviously, as the election is coming, the gigantic general election, very important to me at least. And I have been observing, and I have been political, my political acuteness goes up and down all the time. I am not always political, but I am at least most of the time and slightly aware of what's happening around me. And as most of you who follow the news, even if you're not interested in political news, you probably know that the last couple of weeks, lots happened. The Democratic convention, National Convention, and then the Republican National Convention happened and announced their running mates and all that. So a lot of stuff are going on politically. And I've been, you know, trying to keep my scale a little smaller and don't want to talk about politics, because it does wear you out sometimes, frankly. Especially when things are not going the way that you want things to go. And to the point where I understand why some people just shut off completely from political news and political involvement. But that is only making it worse, because this is not how a democratic society works. You have to have everybody's involvement, even though not perfect, but at least a lot of people has to be involved to make this society work. And I just want to bring up the few observations that I've had over the last few weeks, the frustrations that I have personally encountered that is bottling up in me like a shaken bottle of champagne that's about to pop the cork, and I just need to get it out. And I will start with this. I will start with how it personally affected me. So I'll start with my personal story and then go out bigger and talk about the bigger issue of election. And if you're bored, you won't be bored in this because there is human stories behind it. And I need you to listen to this. It's not political as in just talking about so-and-so say what so-and-so says what. I want to tell you how politics will affect me as a person. I'm very disappointed. I'm very disappointed. I came to this country with a certain hopes, inspirations, dreams. And when I left my own country to come to the United States of America, this was even prior to me possibly staying. I came here for opportunity. I came here for school. The country, in many aspects, really thrilled me and gave me a lot of hopes and inspired me in many ways, being a creative person, being gay, being Chinese, being a foreigner, being an international student, and then somebody who worked here. All those, you know, really, really enriched my life being in the United States of America. That's, you know, land of opportunity, and that is true in every way. However, since the last two administrations, now, I'm not a Republican, nor am I a Democrat, nor am I a any sort of. I don't belong. My ideology does not belong to any specific group of a political party. At least, I only go to the direction of how the political party represent that is the closest to my own ideology. Let me check. I think it's you can. Let me see what the dictionary
ideology.
If you don't know how to pronounce it, you know you can do that, please. And but my ideology is closer to the Democratic Party, and at least for this particular, for the last 8 years at least, because I thought I have seen and I have met Republicans who I can agree at least to a degree on some things. And then suddenly, after 9/11, everything changed. And, you know, 9/11 just happened, you know, last week, just a few days ago. We come together as a country after 9/11 happened. And then we parted way, way off. Like, after 9/11 happened, we came together as a country, and then something happened, and we are split so far off from each other. Not just in two groups, there are many groups, but generally, because it's unfortunately this country has the two major political party trend, that we feel like there's this left and this right. And I'm very, very disappointed in this. First, I blame that on government. You all remember the Gore, Bush-Gore election. So close. I still think that, I think the outcome, you know, whether or not the outcome is going to go Gore side, it's already too late to discuss, but it was very nasty. And I you know, how can somebody be proud of that sort of winning? You know, you just want to win and you will go all out and do all sort of trickeries to win. But that's 8 years ago. And even then, I was so stunned that this is prior to 9/11, okay? This is prior to 9/11. We have this two major political parties thing, so things break down in the middle is okay. You know, it's sort of understandable. So the race was very close. And then 9/11 happened. And we came together as a whole country, and then we fall apart again, very far from each other, farther than what we used to be, I think. At least there are political differences. And from then on, that idea, and I'm telling you this, I think several weeks ago I talked about not wanting to go into the whole political things about how we, oh yeah, I talk about China, you know, the Olympics and all that. I want to bring up the fact that I grew up in Malaysia, you know? I did not grow up here. I have a very different view of America than people who live here and to many never left the country before. And the from outside, even when prior to Bush, it was always come across from to a small Asian country. Malaysia always come across. United States always come across as very the power of the world, and people look up to them. And then there are times that sort of power also make or at least give the perception that America is very arrogant. And after the Bush administration. In 2000, that becomes so much more prominent, especially after 9/11. And I understand the motivation, even though it's wrong, but America has become such, not America, frankly, it's the administration that caused the image of America to be such an arrogant, superpower in the world. And that really saddens me to the core. And I came here for that. I came here to the country who inspired me, who was generous, who was inspirational, who's powerful, but at the same time, caring. And suddenly we turn into this big bully. And I'm so disappointed. And this starts specifically when the war in Iraq came about. I'm not for war at all, no matter what kind of war. I believe we have to be able to, the government has to be able to protect themselves. But, you know, I still don't believe in war, whether it's war against us or war us against other people. But after the Iraq war, things just changed. You know, we have lost our credibility almost completely. There is hope. There is hope. And that's why I'm still here. But, oh my gosh, we have to do something. Please, we have to do something. We have lost so much of the credibility that everybody has worked so hard on for the last so many hundred years, become the superpower, and suddenly we are now almost broken. And I'm so disappointed. That was the government. And then my second disappointment was, how did we possibly, how could we possibly have re-elected Bush for the second term? That is when I actually got really disappointed and pretty much start giving up. I was like, I'm not going to care anymore. I want to be an American, and I blogged about this. I want to be an American so badly. I want to love, I do love this country. I think that's what why makes it so difficult and so tough for me and for so many people is you love this country so much that you see this country going to shit, and it is so frustrating and painful to watch. If you haven't watched the movie IOUSA, please go out and watch it. I don't know if it, whether it's still showing it in the theater near you, but it is like IOU as in I owe you money. The letter I, letter O in you. IOUSA. Go out and see the movie IOUSA. If you think, people seem to think that we are still great and we are still powerful and we don't have to do anything. All we have to do is do what we want and the world should listen to us because we are powerful. You know what? We have lost our credibility and we have lost a lot of our financial power because we have a big bill to pay. Mostly to China. And yeah, everybody's screaming about China, like, oh, China, human rights, violation, blah, 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 blah. Yes, I agree with that too. But hello, look what you're doing. You, as American citizen and resident, me, myself included, are feeding into that by being, by buying into that whole idea of, you know, money takes care of everything. You know, you go out there and buy stuff to feel good. And we are a rich nation because we can afford this, afford that. And we buy stuff. You know what? When we buy stuff, the money goes somewhere. And that goes to China. And when we don't have enough money, we borrow money from other places. And we, yeah, the World Bank and we borrow money from other nations and we completely owe China a big tab. I know about this, but it was never that clear and never that scary until I watched IOUSA. That's why I think that everybody should watch the movie. Everybody should bring one or two people that they usually wouldn't have gone and see those movies. Bring them, buy them that. I think it'll be worth your $10, $20 to buy somebody, a couple of people, tickets to go see the movie. It is scary. It is scary how much trouble we are in. And it is even scarier how few people know how bad the situation is. And I'm on my soapbox, but I am so frustrated. I tell you what, this has been bottling up for a long time. I tried to not talk about it. First of all, I thought about, you know, what would other people think of me? Because I'm not an American, but I really want to be one. I think British John on Archer Radio talked about that. You know, he has to make it very clear because he's kind of in the same shoe I'm in. We are both not American, but we both love this country very much and we want to be American. Or I don't know about him, but I want to be American. Oh, excuse me. So I can burp. We want to be American. No, I want to be American. I don't know about him. But at least he wants to be in this country, obviously. I don't, you know, otherwise he would have, you know, not come to this country at first. in the beginning. But anyway, he made it very clear that, you know, he doesn't want, he has to make it clear that he likes his country, but then at the same time being able to talk about the negative things, the bad things, and criticize when the country is going the direction that is not right. It is the Republic, not just, it is the Republican Party for the last 8 years. It is the Karl Rove style political, not just starting from Karl Rove, I think it started a lot longer than prior to that. I think Reagan era. They utilize politics to, they utilize issues and topics that is not so important and turn that into something that is going to benefit their own politics. The whole neoconservative group bunch of people and those who are the religious rights. Not all religious people are to buy into that sort of ideology about, you know, using religion too, because it's so sensitive and such an inner thing that is linked to your soul and to your core, that you want to use those topics to control your political win. It is so painful. It is so painful to see. And because of that opportunistic tactic that they use, the Republican Party has turned into something that is not only standing, they use the term conservatism, but then they rule with utter selfishness. It is so difficult to see. But the thing is, a lot of people, a lot of conservatives fail to see that because either they don't want to, or I'm going to say this, a lot of people are frankly just uneducated about that particular topic and issues. Are they stupid? Maybe. Let me tell you this. I heard this, and I talked to this with my coworker. You know, I try not to talk politics at work, and I probably shouldn't. But I have several closer friends at work, coworkers that I get to know, met at my new employment. Now almost 3.5 months ago now. I met them and, you know, we click obviously, and, you know, I can sense that their political ideology, I don't know what they are exactly, we never really delved into it too much, but I knew they're closer to my belief, and so, or at least they respect mine if they're not the same. Nice people. And so I heard this comment at work that I had to go and vent because I was so disgusted. I was disappointed. It reassured what I didn't want to believe about stupidity and about lack of education or lack of knowledge, ignorance about what they believe in, the government of this country. And I keep hearing this uttered again, said, you know, repeated and repeated about this particular issue that I will talk about. I heard this comment and I had to talk to my coworker about that briefly at work. It's like, oh my gosh, I just heard this. I cannot believe what I just heard. It was the day after Sarah Palin gave her acceptance nomination, whatever, you know, at the Republican National Convention, the speech that she gave. I wasn't able to listen to it because I was at the singing rehearsal, which, by the way, I'll be singing. I'll be singing at the Plaza Art Fair again on the 20th of September. Hopefully I'll remember to tell you. I keep forgetting. September 20th, Saturday, Plaza Art Fair at 3:15. 3:15, same place in front of Starbucks. Greg came and visited me for a moment last time. And hopefully, if you're free, come visit me. And hopefully this time you actually get to chat with me. Last time we were just sort of parted, so feel bad about that. But let's go back to the political talk. After hearing the acceptance speech of the acceptance of the nomination of Sarah Palin during the convention, which I did not hear, but I went to work and I overheard this conversation about Sarah Palin at work. Some people just blindly accept everything. And we stop doing our homework, you know. I heard this comment coming from the other side of the office. Oh my gosh! Oh, Sarah Palin! Oh, I like her! She's very pretty! I really like her! She's pretty! She came close to saying, I'll vote for her. I mean, obviously, she didn't say that, but... Oh, yeah, I like her. She's pretty. I was stunned, disappointed, angry. I was crushed. I was brought back to reality because I thought, no, this country should be smarter than that. This country should not be voting from, even though she, regardless of whether or not she's going to vote for her, but I heard that comment that made me so mad. We are voting like we vote for American Idol. American Idol is not going to rule this world. American Idol is not going to rule this country. But we are voting because she's pretty. I'm making the jump of the assumption of that she's going to vote for her, but I'm pretty much my instinct is yes. But look at how many times the Republican Party come out and actually talk about how crucial we have to know about their personality. We have to know about the character. That is very important. Look for the last 8 years. How have we turned this country into a big mess in this whole world because we voted for personality? And we pick our financial control. We pick our accountant. We spend more time looking at qualification for our accountant or some of your tax preparer, your hairdresser or whatever. All these little things that you do. The teacher of your kids. That's actually important. But all that, we seem to give more qualification to those people then you do your president. I do not understand that, and that really puzzled me and troubled me a whole lot, saddened me to the point of this is not happening. I did not just hear that. She's pretty. I like her because she's pretty. And we are talking about the vice presidency. We're not talking about American Idol. Oh my God, give me a fucking break. I know I'm overly dramatic about this because this has been bottling up in my fat ass for a long time. And we are still voting for that. We are voting for personality. How about knowledge? How about caliber? How about their politics? How about their policy? How about that? How about the last 8 years that completely ruined this country's reputation and ruined this country's financial status? How about that? Do people not see that? And I know I'm preaching to the choir because most of you who listen to this probably agree with me, but please, if you don't agree with me, at least think about what you're about to vote for. We cannot afford another political gains from this bad group of people. It is just, we cannot do that. If you watch IOUSA, you will know it is a non-political movie, and even the Republicans agree on how badly in shape we are financially. You will really know how screw up we are right now. Please vote wisely. Please vote if you are voting for the Republican parties, even. Please at least consider looking at things from a nonpartisan way. I checked facts. You know, I like what is the website? Factchecks.org, I think. No, not that. Fact check. Facts check? Let me check. Factcheck.org. That's my favorite site because you don't know anymore. The media are doing things to gain money. The media are doing things to get listenership and viewership to the point where they only put exciting, sensationalized news in their ticker, in their news. They'll no longer talk about reporting anymore. There's no journalist out there that is actually doing pure reporting anymore. It's very, very difficult to find it. So, and when you see all these lies, all this twisted facts, or plain old lies, you have nowhere to go other than doing your own homework. Which is very difficult. I understand that. I hate doing that. But sometimes when it comes to this level of importance, even my lazy fat ass sometimes go to factcheck.org and find out what is true and what is not in some of the political claims in the political ads that we see these days. And they're not biased. They tell you exactly how Obama twisted some of the facts to make his point. And there are good things and bad things, but at least go find your facts before you agree on certain political parties' ruling. I'm definitely not a Republican. If I want to choose a political party, I'm not choosing one. But if I have to choose a political party, I think it would be closer to the ideology of the Democratic Party. That's just because of my personal political ideology is closer to the Democratic ones. I'm more liberal and proudly liberal. I think there are times when we have to make decisions for ourselves and not just follow a whole big crowd. But also, at the same time, you have to be responsible to really think about other people. I think what's lacking in this country that I love so much is compassionate. Compassion. What's lacking? We're lacking compassion. We're not compassionate for people who are different. We're not compassionate for people who are issues that doesn't involve ourselves. Another thing that was disappointing was the environment, obviously. Another thing about the whole drilling, offshore drilling thing. You know why people support this? Don't bullshit me. Because it affects your own pocket. Because you think that offshore drilling is going to lower the price of gas. And that's why you support that. Don't bullshit me and give me all that other bullshit. Sometimes changes require pains. And change requires a lot of sacrifices. And Americans are so comfortable with the big house, big cars, big chairs, big couch, big TV. I know that I'm a part of it in some ways. But I have times that you have to really stop thinking, you know. Oh my gosh, I can't afford the HBO movie channels now. It sucks. Or I cannot afford my Hummer because it requires too much gas. Now I have to drive like something else. That's such a big problem for me. While there are people out there not having enough money to eat, and then they still have to drive to work. Just be compassionate and think about other people who are in need of that even more so than you are. Just big whiners are, all these whiners are not those middle class or the poor specifically. The poor, how many times have I seen the poor just doing what they have to do? Four jobs, three jobs, two jobs, just to be able to bring food to the table. And therefore, they don't have time to talk about politics. Therefore, they don't have time to pay attention to politics. And therefore, they are not the whiners. The whiners are the big, rich people who are like, oh my gosh, fuck, I can't buy my yacht now because of this and that. The Republican Party has the audacity in calling the people whiners because, you know, they whine about the economy. I don't know. Trash this podcast if you would like. But I have to get it out there. I'm very disappointed. And I hope you will help me vote. I do not have the right to vote. And partially my fault because I completely miscounted when I actually can get my citizenship. And miscounted it. I thought it was this year that I can apply for my citizenship. It was actually last year. One vote does count, please. It does count. It is more important when you do not have the rights. When you don't, and like you are like me, you cannot vote, it one count suddenly makes a huge difference for me. When it's, whether you have it or not have it, you know, it becomes such a big thing. In fact, it's not a right. It's actually, I don't have, you know, the right to vote, which means I don't have the opportunity to carry out my duty, my responsibility as a citizen in a democratic society, to vote. It scares me how stupid some people are. I know, yes, I said it. Write hate mail to me. Trash me. I don't care. But I think 8 years is pretty clear. If we are going back in that same old directions for the last 8 years, for another four, I think this country deserves the outcome. And I hope to God, and I hope to Buddha, I hope to whatever deity or non-deity, I hope to all honesty that it will turn out good. But it is the facts just tell you that it's not going to. If we're not changing how we treat the citizen of the world besides American, if we don't change how we look at other countries, other people, other culture, other differences as something that is important to our own existence, we are not going anywhere far. Very disappointed. And you have to vote wisely, with information in your head. Not that personality bullshit, I have so much of that. If you have an accountant, I know, everybody's selfish, right? Everybody's selfish. You vote for your own good. That's okay. But at least when you vote, really vote for your own good, you look at your own pocketbook and you say, okay, I have two accountants in front of me. One's going to prepare my text and the other one's going to prepare my text. I get the option of choosing one of them. And one is personality doesn't quite suit you, and the other one personality is like, ooh, very friendly. But the friendly one, you can look at that and he has maybe two clients and none of them are happy. And this one has 500 clients and he's very happy. All the clients are happy, but you don't quite click. You know, he's a kind of odd person. Do you think you will choose the more popular one because he's more, you like the person more? I doubt that. Don't bullshit me. You will probably choose the one that benefits your own pocket more. So with that selfish thought, why don't you pick a government that will benefit our existence, not just your temporary monetary gain about all this tax cuts crap. For the rich, by the way. Not for you and me. They don't tell you that, though. Tax cuts. Oh, sounds good. Please vote responsibly and wisely for me, if not for anybody else. I think the fact that it is very likely that I will become an American in the next year or so. You know, that's why I'm here. That's why I want to be a part of this democratic society. But time and time again, really disappoint me. Shit, God, I've spent 40-some minutes talking about that. But I needed that. I needed it so badly. I want to be an American very badly. Please help me do that with pride. I posted on my blog. You can check that on onlinepodcast.com every now and then. I want my president to be Barack Obama. Please help that happen. Please make that happen. He's not perfect, but he is a lot better than McCain. Just to sidetrack myself to be on a lighter note, to talk about McCain a little bit. Trust me, it's mean and I think it's funny. You know, every person has this little quirk, right? You know, something annoys you, like somebody like chewing. Those things annoy you. You know what annoys me? Well, it doesn't annoy me. It's just like, yeah, it does annoy me. It bugs me a little bit. Is McCain's denture whistle. John McCain's denture whistles. Irks me. And if I like him, I will actually ignore it. And I do like him. The thing is, the sad thing is I used to not dislike him all that much. The thing is, his wanting to win has completely changed him. And Maverick, my ass. But his whistle, you know what I'm talking about? That whistle that comes from his dentures? Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Please tell me. Don't, besides voting wisely, please tell me. You can call me 206-888-JOHN. And leave me a message there or email me at ongline@gmail.com, ongline@gmail.com. Or go to my website and leave me a comment on onlinepodcast.com. Do you guys hear his denture whistle when he speaks? They're, we have prepared with this country text. Oh, that drives me nuts. Anyway, going back to a more serious topic. Please vote wisely. Please. GoodEffectChecked.org and learn about all the political ads, because it's going to be difficult to sieve out all what is true and what is not true anymore. And you used to trust the news to report the facts to you. Now they just report whatever somebody releases a press release, and they just, you know, pretty much repeat what's in the press release and what they say. They don't research, they don't claim, they don't do their work much anymore. And there are some who do that, but not anymore. Please vote wisely. Please make Barack Obama my president. Please. This is my... Now, did you know... And I'm documenting this myself, right? Because I want to be an American, and I will document this whole process of me becoming American. But can you imagine how discouraging it is to me to look at this country going south like that for the last 8 years? Arrogant. Lying bunch of people in the administration. Oh, so disgusting. That does not help with my pride of wanting to become American. The America I know is not like the last 8 years. I know it's capable, but it's very difficult. It will only happen when you start acting, when you start to vote, listening to your own heart and soul and listening to the facts, and then vote wisely that way. Because if you vote for McCain, this country is not going to have a bright future. I just believe that. I hope for the best, but I know that it's going to be bad. Unless McCain changes after he got into his office, his Oval Office. Palin needs to wise up. They focus so much on personality. Yeah, she's very likable. Yes, I agree. She's pretty. Yes, I want her to be my friend. I don't want her to be my fucking president. If McCain denture falls out and need whatever, I cannot do that. She's likable, but she does not. I don't know her enough. The scary thing is I don't know her enough to really know who she is. And the Republican Party is trying to stop that. And what they're banking on right now is all about personality. Personality, my ass. Please vote wisely. Please vote for me. I want my country to be good again. Please help me achieve that if you are American, because I don't have the rights to vote. When Barack Obama becomes president, even before he's sworn in, if we, the liberals, manage to gain back the country, I will immediately apply for my citizenship. If McCain wins, I will still have that very shameful perspective of how the whole world look at us. You know, people are laughing at Americans, you know? Do you know that? And don't give me the, oh, USA, USA, we're proud. Well, who cares what people look at us? But because of all these irresponsible things that we do to this whole world, people lose their respect for us. We have to gain that back. And I think with McCain, we're not going to. We're too macho, arrogant, narrow-minded, focusing on one thing. It's all about USA, USA. You are the citizen of the United States of America, not this world. We cannot exist as one country in this world. Please wake up. We are citizen of the world first before we are USA. Don't forget that. My gosh. My gosh, I babble. When McCain becomes president, I will reevaluate how excited I am to become an American. I probably still will, but it'll probably take me a while to really regain and look at how his administration will do things and regain the trust that I used to have for this the government. Not just that, the perception that I have for this country, the people of this country, is changing also because of who we voted to put in the Oval Office. It tells, unless it's voters' fraud, but it really tells who we are as a country, at least the majority of them, even it could be 51% or whatever, or 40-some percent, well, I don't know. Even if a small majority still reflect that, I think after going through this last 8 years, we should at least be more progressive and be more considerate about this whole world rather than just us, macho cowboy, we. It's so like this cowboy in the West sort of machoism. Ugh. Machoism with ignorance are two very poisonous and lethal combination. Ugh. I hope you will do this for me, please. And that is at least for now how much I'm going to talk about politics. It's been bottling up. As you know, I talk about politics sometimes, and for the last few months, I haven't really dealt with it much. You know, I talk about smaller things, my own stories, my own personal things, but I just cannot stand it anymore. So disappointed. I hope you would wise up. Please prove me wrong, this election. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong that this country is not thinking. And we are all about popularity. We're all about personality. Personality, my ass. It's presidency we're talking about. And trust me, I, what the hell? My mouse on my, who knows this? My iMac, every now and then I lose my click. When the computer turns on for a while, I lose the click. My mouse still works, but the click doesn't. Not my mouse. I changed to a different mouse, and it still does the same thing. Damn it, which means I can't play my outro music because of I lost my mouse control. Let me see if I can use my keyboard at all. No, I can't click at all. Okay, I'm sure you enjoyed this part of the conversation as well. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. I hope you at least understand my frustration, even if you disagree with me. I used my other computer to control you. You don't need to know that. Screen share to click on the button. But anyway, thank you so much for listening. If you continue listening all the way through this hour, I really admire your patience. This really is journey for me to burst out my bottled up frustration. Don't forget to smile, people! Vote wisely!